It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. In theory, being the general manager of a Major League Baseball team in the biggest market in the U.S. should be one of the most prized gigs in the wide world of sports. But that's apparently not the case for the New York Mets. Earlier this month, Sports Illustrated reported that 12 candidates approached by the team for the gig flat out turned them down. New York Mets president Sandy Alderson blamed the drawn-out search not on the team's losing record or its controversial and outspoken owner Steve Cohen, but on New York City itself.
Admittedly, there's a reluctance to come to New York, but I think it's mostly about New York and not about, Steve or the organization or what have you. It's a big stage, and some people would just prefer to be elsewhere.
The Mets have since landed a new GM, but the same week, longtime pitcher Noah Syndergaard announced he's leaving the team for the LA Angels. So while New York sports fans may not like to hear it, New York Magazine contributing editor Will Leach says Alderson may have a point. And it doesn't just apply to executives, but athletes themselves. He joins us now. Will Leach, welcome back to WNYC.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Do you really think New York City is a bad option for athletes overall, that this isn't just a Mets problem?
Certainly, far be it from me to understate the Mets issues. So I think Alderson kind of did as well. I kind of like the idea, like, it's a big stage. Yeah, it's a big stage when you're the Mets and you make a lot of big problems. Yes, it tends to be bad for you. But I do think when it comes to New York in a larger sense, I do think there is... He's on to a larger point, which is I feel like New York doesn't have as many positives as, say, a Florida or a Texas, you know, and I think that there's a variety of reasons for that. But I also think that what Alderson is talking about specifically is this idea of the big stage. And on one hand, a lot of people will talk about, oh, well, if you win in New York, people will be so excited. It will mean so much more for you. But I think when that kind of attention is on you, if you're looking to just for an on-field experience to where without a lot of distractions of New York and a lot of the media in New York, I think New York does have a lot of downsides for both executive and players.
The conventional wisdom was that New York was the biggest stage to play on, right? And that if you achieved greatness there, you would, make it anywhere, as the song says. You were basically immortalized in sports. Why wouldn't players want to play on that giant stage that New York grants them?
I mean, certainly, you found LeBron James very much enjoying playing as the road player here. He always had some of his best. Kobe Bryant famously had some of his best games. But I think the idea that, sure, New York has the biggest stage, but sports have changed a lot since the Joe Namath and kind of Reggie Jackson days. Certainly, New York is probably still the biggest market, but it was an outsized market then. The idea that all eyes were always kind of on New York. Now if you look, I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo from Milwaukee, he plays in Milwaukee. He's one of the most popular players in basketball. He is certainly as compensated and as beloved and as powerful as anyone. The idea that he would feel like, oh, I've won this championship and everybody wears my jersey and I make more money in sports, but I'm not doing it in New York, so does it even count? Like, that's a New Yorker's mindset. That's not an actual athlete's mindset.
Okay, so what about the Brooklyn Nets? Last season, they had three league superstars in James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. The Yankees signed Gerrit Cole, one of the top pitchers in baseball, just 2 years ago. Surely this all has to count for something?
No, certainly the Yankees specifically. Cole is actually the only one of the Yankees players that's in the top 40 of top salaries heading into next year. So certainly they have a high payroll, but they have a high payroll because they have a lot of expensive players, not necessarily that they have the most expensive players. Sure, the Nets are able to pay all those money for those players, and it is to their credit that they're willing to go over the luxury tax. It's worth knowing that James Harden is not getting paid any more by the Nets than he would get paid by any other team. This is a situation where the Nets, because the Nets were looking to make this big kind of splash, and because it was almost a business play for a lot of ways with Durant, they were able to bring in these superstars. But, you know, in 3 or 4 years, we'll see if the Nets without Kevin Durant have that sort of cash.
Okay, Will, and just between you and me, the fans, are they really so much harsher in New York City than the rest of the country? I won't tell anybody.
It's hard. Who wants to give? I've never been booed by 50,000 people. I bet it's unpleasant. And listen, maybe people listening now, it'll happen. Maybe that's what's happening next for me. But I do think that, like, the athletes, some athletes feed off of that. but not all of them do. Mm. And I think it's reasonable to think that an athlete at a certain level would be like, you know what, slumps happen in baseball. I'm going to have a bad streak. I'd rather not have everybody after me. There's a pride in that in New York fans that I think is reasonable. Fans should be able to – no one is discouraging fans from booing. I'm just saying at a certain level, if I'm an athlete, that might be something I might not always want to deal with.
Will Leach is a contributing editor to New York Magazine. Thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thank you.